governments at all levels are advised to implement disability-friendly policies, enforce existing laws, and ensure that sign language interpretation is available in schools, hospitals, police stations, courts, and other public institutions. The Director General of Imo Broadcasting Corporation, IBC Owerri, Chief Ifi Onyebule, gave advice during the 2026 Annual General Conference of the Southeast Deaf Women Association held in Owerri. Again, Stanley Tessasmore.
Continue to experience multiple layers of discrimination, not only because they are women, but also because they are persons with disabilities. She identified communication barriers as a major challenge that hinders their access to quality education, medical attention, job opportunities, justice, and exposes them to gender-based violence. She suggested that communities should become more inclusive by treating deaf women with dignity and respect rather than pity, advising employers to judge people by their competence and character, not by their disability. Chief Onyebule urged the public to create awareness, challenge stereotypes, and build partnerships that promote equality. She described deaf women as women of strength, resilience, and enormous potential, encouraging them to rise with confidence, continue to learn, lead, and support one another.
There's nothing impossible for anyone to do as long as you put your mind to it. But we're also calling on relevant organizations. We're talking about governments, we're talking about NGOs. People need to do exactly what they can to see that they make things easy for them. You know what it is when a woman is standing in court and she has no idea what it is that's been talked about. So it's important for us to begin to take seriously the idea that there should be interpreters, people who do sign language, so that deaf women can actually understand what is being said at any point in time.
The special advisor to the governor on special citizens, Dr. Samuelson Emehibe, said the state government runs an inclusive administration, describing Governor Hope Uzodinma as a gender-friendly leader who has prioritized the welfare of every citizen, including persons with disabilities.
His Excellency is not a discriminatory type. He has been an inclusive governor, and he included the persons with disabilities in all affairs of endeavors. And we are working with him, and he has never done anything bad to persons with disabilities. When you look at this administration, for almost 7 years now, there's no demonstration in this state as concerns persons with disabilities. But in the past administrations, every month you see demonstrations, both to Udenwa, both to Rogers, both to Hakim, demonstrations every month.
Earlier, Justice Uwebu, in his lecture titled Access to Justice, Legal Rights and Protection for Deaf Women and Girls, noted that deaf women and girls face high rates of sexual abuse, trafficking and exploitation, yet struggle to report crimes against them due to a lack of accessible reporting channels.
I discovered that most of their rights are often being violated because of their condition, especially the women. And looking at it and going forward, we need to do everything possible to make sure that at least we try to protect their human rights, protect their dignity, especially as women.
In her address, the Southeast Zonal Women Leader of the Southeast Deaf Women Association, Mrs. Maria Alofo Ebo, said the theme of the conference, Rising Together, Bridging the Gap for Deaf Women's Rights, Justice and Inclusion, reflects the women's determination and ability to contribute to society. Speaking through her interpreter, Mrs. Alofo Ebo commended the Imo State Government for signing the Disability Bill into law, noting that with the right opportunities and access, deaf women can achieve their full potential. Stanley Okehie, Orient FM News.
A consultant, pediatrician, and